judgment time continues to escalate till we reach the point when human probation closes and Michael stands up. And then it's only worse, because not only will at that point Satan have full control to deal with the wicked as he sees fit, but then God himself is going to start pouring out plagues. So we see during this time period between the beginning of this little time of trouble and the close of human probation, we see according to Revelation 13 and according to Testimonies Volume 5 that we read in a previous presentation, that when the United States passes a Sunday law, then we may know that the time has come for the marvelous working of Satan. Between the Sunday law in the United States and as the passage that this brother comments on from Review and Herald, between the Sunday law in the United States and the close of human probation, Satan has a time period to personate Christ. This is his time period during the final choosing time when all the wheat and the tares are coming to perfection. This is Satan's time to make his case. He's going to personate Christ. Now, the powerful understanding here is if we back away from that a little bit and recognize that at the Sunday law in the United States, you receive the seal of God. And as the Sunday law test proceeds through the world, and as the issues are made plain to those who have never understood the issue of Sabbath and Sunday, then those people that are going to stand for the Lord come in and stand with God's people and suffer persecution with us, if you remember that quote. During this time of persecution that takes place, during the Sunday law testing time, you see that it is the time period when the sealing of God's people is being made manifest. And then what we see here is a very sound understanding of what's taking place in the final period of time for mankind to choose between Christ and Satan. We see Satan given the opportunity for a brief period of time to pretend he's Christ. But at the same time, Christ is going to appear in the presence of his people, people that have his seal upon them. And the seal, of course, is Sabbath keeping. We've read that quote. And we've also referred to the quote several times, that it's the final warning message can only be carried by people who have the seal of God, signifying that they're sanctified fully by the truth. It's during this time period when the judgments are taking place that those that have not come to